Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you wait, tomorrow's sun, it might shine on your grave. Don't wait on tomorrow, come, don't you wait on tomorrow, come, for tomorrow may come too late, tomorrow's sun might shine on your grave. Don't wait on tomorrow to come. Amen. Don't wait on tomorrow to come. Amen. It was a song I sing about my mother, a song they had a group they used to sing back in the day, and it was, don't wait, tomorrow might be too late. Tomorrow's sun might shine on your grave. Don't wait. Too late. Amen. Glory be to God. World of Faith Outreach Ministry, Salisbury, North Carolina. We're located at 5370 Stokes Ferry Road. Amen. Also, amen, if you want to be a blessing, you can send it to P.O. Box 844 East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. Again, P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. This morning we're going to be coming from the 140th Psalm. The 140th Psalm. God laid this psalm on my heart this morning. Praise God. Amen. You know, God is just good. And we're going to tell you to go. We have Juneteenth, amen, in Salisbury, North Carolina at Kesley Scott Park. We ask each and every one to go down there, amen. They're going to have good old gospel singing. They're going to have food. They're going to have vendors, amen. So we encourage you to go down there, amen, and be a blessing and support, amen, your local churches and your local vendors, amen. All those, amen, that's being a blessing, amen. All those, amen, that's representing God, amen. Also, World of Faith Outreach Ministry will be down there. Our Apostle Bishop Kevin Boss, amen, we'll be selling, amen, fish and chicken, amen, barbecue, amen, and french fries, amen, sodas, waters. Come while it lasts, amen. Glory be to God. So we're asking y'all to be there, and they'll start at 11 a.m. We're asking you to come, amen. Come and stop at our booth at Good Finger Licking, amen. Right now, we're getting ready to get into our word, amen, which is Psalm 140. Starting at the first verse, it says, deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man. This was a psalm of David, and this was a prayer of protection that he was praying for God to deliver him, amen, if somebody was being evil. And he was telling God to preserve him, that means to keep him from the violent man, because he knew that they wanted to do something to him. Then it says, second verse, which imagine mischief in their heart, continually are they gathered together for war. These are people, amen, David was having a prayer of protection, asking God for a prayer of protection, because he said these people want to fight. They're trying to start a war. They got stuff they didn't imagine in their heart that they want to do. And that's the way some people are. Sometimes people got so much against you. They have so much hatred in them or jealousy in them that they will imagine things in their heart about you or things that happen to you. And this is what was happening to David, because David was hated. Amen. And they wanted to kill David. Amen. Because David was getting ready to be a king. And sometimes that's the way people are. When they think that you're going to take over their authority or they feel like you're going to take their place, they will start up stuff against you. They will imagine wicked stuff against you and about you because they're jealous. Amen. They see the things that God is going to do in you. Those just tuned in, we at Psalm 140. Now we're at the third verse. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison in is under their lips. They said their mouth is so dead. You know how some people's mouth is a deadly weapon, man. They can shoot, and they can tear you down. They can talk so negative about you, so bad and so poor about you. And you know, we have some people, they believe that. That's why the Bible tells us don't be a partaker of another man's sin. And it also told us, amen, that you know, we are not supposed, amen, to hate somebody because somebody else hates. We don't want to have nothing against them because somebody else has something against them. You know, if ever no one did nothing to you, you have no business being angry at them at all. And first of all, we don't supposed to be like that anyway. We're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to forgive one another as being Christians, as being saints of God. He said, their tongue is like a serpent. You know, a serpent's tongue is poison. It's like venom. And that's the way some people, you know, they inject their mouths on other people. You know, they spit poison out of their mouth on other people and try to kill them. Then they spit that venom in other people and talk about them. They get around this person and talk about them. So the people just start believing. And they begin to tear people down. And see, this is what David was asking God to protect him, to put his confidence, his hedge around him, because he knew he had enemies. You know, it's just like Paul said. He said, you know, when I was in my flesh, he said, you received me as I was some type of angel. You would have took your eyes and plucked them out and gave them to me. He said, but now I tell you the truth, you have become my enemy. See, when you begin to tell the truth, when you begin to take a stand and do what thus saith the Lord, when you let people know, you know, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to be righteous. I'm not going to be a partaker of another man's sin. I'm not going to be lukewarm. I'm going to be righteous. I'm going to be holy the way God wanted me to be. I'm going to stand up straight. I'm going to stand up and be counted for. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to stand for righteousness. People don't want to be bothered with you. See, they want to water the word down. They want it lukewarm. They want it to fit themselves. They want to pervert it. They want to turn it around so they can feel good about what they're doing. But I'm telling you, the word of God is already settled in heaven. You cannot change the word. Amen. Glory be to God. You can speak. You can try to change to fit yourself, but the word of God is what it is. And I thank God, amen. He said, I'm a God that I cannot lie, neither am I a man that I should repent. So God is not going to change his word. You know, it's been decreed. And when a king's word, amen, has been signed, it's been done, that means you cannot change it. God is not going to change his word to fit us, for us to go to heaven and to be where he is. We got to go the way he told us to go. He said, straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and there be but a few that go therein. Ain't but a few people going this way. Because the Bible said that we live in perilous times. That's what Timothy said. He said, well, people don't want to endure sound doctrine. They heap up teachers with itching ears, doctors of devils, telling people to abstain from meat, not to marry again. You got people telling people that they can't marry again. You got people telling them that they can't eat meat. And the Bible said that every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused, long as given by the word of God through thanksgiving and word of prayer. It's sanctified through God by the word of prayer. So we got to know our word, amen, because the devil, amen, he is trying to pervert that word to let us believe it. Remember, the word of God said God will allow strong in those delusions. He said, well, men will believe a lie before they believe the truth. That's why you got to know your word. You got to get that word engrafted in your heart, amen. You got to get it tattooed on your heart, amen. Glory be to God. So it won't be changed, so nobody can't take it out of there, amen. David said, the word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And he also said, amen. Joshua said that he would observe and do all that the Lord commanded him, and he would have good success. Amen. We got to do what God commands us. We got to observe. Then we watch. Well, let's pray. Amen. That's the word of God. Amen. For we know not the hour that the Son of Man comes. Amen. God is coming like a thief in the night. And we got to be ready. Amen. See, that's the way the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's seeking whom he may devour. Amen. And we cannot be a partaker, amen, of whom he is trying to devour. Amen. For great is he that is in us than he is in the world. And God says, if I'm before you, who can be against you? Amen. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rise up, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage for my people, saith the Lord. You have an heritage from God, amen. You get condemned, amen, everything that Satan is doing. You, amen, have the keys to the kingdom to bind and to loose, amen. And God said that what you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven, amen. You got to bind the enemy up, amen. Put them where it belongs, amen. Put it up under your feet, amen. God gave you the parts to walk all over him, amen. You are the head and not the tail. You are the one that's above and not beneath. You are the one, feel like you're forsaken, but you're not forgotten. Amen. Glory be to God.
God is a good God. Amen. Yes, he is. Amen. We had the one Psalm 140. Those just tuned in. Amen. This is World of Faith Outreach Ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're now at the fourth verse. It says, keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent men who have purpose to overthrow my goal. David said, oh, they're trying to overthrow everything I'm trying to do. And you got some real wicked men. Anything you try to go do, they want to try to overthrow it. That means they want to tear it down. He said, but preserve me. Amen. My goings. He said, I know wherever I'm going, they're going to try to, you know, overthrow me. That means they're going to try, amen, to get him. But he knew, amen, that God, amen, was watching over him. Amen. And let me tell you something about God. Amen. God is the one, amen, that's the author and the finisher of our faith, amen. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, amen. And let me tell you one thing about God, amen. God is not going to leave you nor forsake you. He said even to the end of the world, he's going to be with you, amen. So even though David felt like he might have been forsaken, but he wasn't forgotten, amen. But he was doing a prayer, amen, saying a prayer to God. This is a prayer of protection from his enemies, amen. And he always was a psalmist, amen. Look at the fifth verse. The proud have hid a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. Gins is another name for what? Same thing as nets or traps for other people. And that's the way people do. They try to set traps for you. They try to set it for David. He said they try, amen, to hide it. He said they try to be proud with it, try to hide things, you know. He said they done spread a net by the wayside. That means they got something for him, you know, as he go on about his business, amen. They still got something. They try to set him in a trap, amen. They try to set a net for him, amen. And see, that's the way the enemy want us. He want to set a trap for us, amen. He want us to go, amen, around things and people, a place that we shouldn't go around. You know, why would you go around your enemy? You're supposed to love your enemies, but you ain't got to be around them like that. You can love them. Amen. A lot of times we go around people we know already what they're about. But he said they even got, you know, something by the wayside for me. Yeah, they had something for him wherever he went. They try to have something for David. But David already knew, because one thing about God is not going to leave you in the blind. He's not going to leave you in the dark. He'll let you see your enemy. See, he give us the spirit of discernment. Remember, he knows the heart. He knows it. And you know, we have a discerner, which is the Spirit of God. And he can discern what the enemy is trying to do. He can see the good. The Spirit of God can see the good and the evil. Amen. Those are tuned in with Psalm 140. And we're now at the sixth verse. I said to the Lord, thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplication, O Lord. He was saying, you my God. I believe in you. That's what he was actually saying. He was like, you know, hear my prayer, O God. He was making supplication to God because he knew that the enemy had a trap for him. He knew they had stuff by the wayside for him, amen. They had things waiting on him. And that's the way the enemy got from us. He got things waiting on us to tear us down, to separate us from God. And we got to know the devices of the devil, amen. That's why God told us to put on the whole armor of God, that we may stand against the wiles of the devil. We're not fighting with flesh and blood, but spiritual witness in high places, rulers of darkness, principalities. We're fighting with things, amen, that we got to have the Spirit of God to fight with, because good always triumphs over evil, amen. Those just tuned in, Psalm 140, we're now at the seventh verse. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, has covered my head in the day of battle. Let me tell you something. He said, God, you have covered my head in a day of battle. That means God had it. Amen. He had his salvation helmet on. He already knew who he was. He already knew that God was going to be with him. He said in a day of battle, he didn't have to worry about it because God had his head covered. He was already God's anointed. Amen. And God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. He said, what you're doing to them, you're doing also unto me. Better than a millstone be around your neck and you be thrown into the depths of the sea to defend one of my least ones. Don't people know? They don't realize they're not doing it to me and you, but they're doing it to the God that's in us. Because God said, if I be for you, who can be against you? So people don't realize who they're doing it to. They think they're doing it to certain people. and they call them by their names. Well, you know, I love God, but I don't love Kim. I can't stand Kim. No, you're doing it as unto the Lord. When you do it to one of his least ones, he said, you're doing it also unto me. He told us don't touch his anointing. That means people think he talking about with their physical hands, you know, or beating them up or trying to kill them. But he talking about even with your mouth. You putting your mouth on God's people. You're lying on God's people. You're cursing God's people. You're touching that anointing that God put in their life, that God raised them up. Amen. Because Paul even said, I'm an apostle by God and not by man. He was rejected by man, but he was anointed by God. And God's people are anointed, and people are rejecting God's real people, his chosen people, amen. Because why? They are standing up and being counted for. They're not taken down, amen. They stand up in the army of God, amen. Because God is our righteousness, amen. For David said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be, amen? See, God was on his side, amen. Glory be to God. And the Bible says it's bad to be in the hands of an angry God. Amen. And you got God on your side, you don't need nobody else. Amen. That's just like when Moses, amen, he went to go tell Pharaoh to let the people go. It wasn't nobody but him. He said, you know, David said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He even said that his rod and his staff was going to comfort him. Amen. See, God, you know, he knows, amen, what we need before we even need. He even told Moses, he said, just tell him that I am sent you. Amen. They ask him, well, who sent you or who you supposed to be. I am. I am is whoever you want me to be. You want me to be the wonderful counselor? Do you want me to be the Prince of Peace? Do you want me to be the Rose of Sharon? Do you want me to be the lawyer in the courtroom? Do you want me to be the doctor when you're sick? Do you want me to be a bridge when you're in over troubled water? Whatever you want God to be. Well, you want me to be a mother when you're motherless? You want me to be a father when you're fatherless? God said, whoever you want me to be. He told Moses to tell him that I am sent you. Amen. That's all they need to know, that I am. Whatever you wanted God to be, he said, that I am. Glory be to God. Those just tuned in Psalm 140. Amen. And we're now, amen, a verse. It says, grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. Salah. He was saying, Lord, don't let their devices come to pass. What they're doing, don't let them rejoice over it. He said, because they're going to think, amen, that they bigger than me now. They're going to think they even exalt. They're going to say, amen, you know, look at me. And that's the way people did. They'll put themselves up, you know, on a pedestal, or put themselves up like they're something big when they feel like they done tore you down, or something that happened that they wished on you, or something that they wanted to happen to you, or something they said was going to happen to you. Those just tuned in, we at Psalm 140, and now we're at the 9th verse. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. So I said, you know what? David was telling God. He was like, you know what they saying about me, the mischief they trying to, you know, put on me, let it cover them. Let it be on them. What they say about me, what's going to happen to me, what they going to do to me, let it be done to them. Let it happen to them. See, that's why you don't put your mouth on nobody. The Bible said don't laugh at another man's calamity as he has to take it off of them and put it on you. You don't laugh at another man's downfall or another man's hurt or something that's happened to them. Amen. Because God don't want us to be like that, amen. Glory be to God. And so he was letting them know, Lord, what they're trying to say on me, let it go back on them. Remember, that's what that 35th Psalm says, strive with them to strive with me, fight against them to fight against me. That's what David, that's another one of his Psalms, the 35th, when he was telling them, he said, Lord, take hold of the shield of buckler, stand up for my help. Draw out the spirit of those who are persecuting me. Say, I am thy soul. I am thy salvation. See, we got to know that God is our salvation. He is our soul, amen. And he will draw out that spirit that's trying to talk about us and trying to befall us and downtrodden us, amen. And one thing about David, amen, he was a servant of God. He was a man after God's own heart, amen. Yes, he had some things that he had, God had to do in him, amen. But you know what? If we ask God to preserve us, Amen. He'll preserve us, amen, in a time of trouble. He'll preserve us, I mean, he'll keep us, amen, if we want to be kept. Amen. Those just tuned in, Psalm 140, we're now at the 10th verse. It says, let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into the deep pit, that they rise not up again. That means the dish that they dug for him, they were going, he said, let them fall in their own ditch. Were they trying to have me, amen, put me in hell? They're going to go through hell, amen. The fire that they trying to burn me with, they're going to be burned with. The stuff they're trying to put me through, God, they're going to go through it. Okay, those with one Psalm 140, now the 11th verse. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. That means the evil that you're doing to somebody else is going to find you. And what you did to overthrow somebody is going to overthrow you. Oh, yes. Come on now, because you reap what you sow. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he also reap. So if you're going around here sowing discord, and that's one abomination that God said, sowing discord among the brethren, God said that's one thing, that's one of the things that he hates. Amen. It's coming back to you. Okay. Look at the 12th verse. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the rights of the poor. Oh, yes, he will. He's going to keep the afflicted, and he's going to maintain the right of the poor. Oh, yes, he's going to keep them right. He's going to do for them, amen. He's going to watch out for them, amen. Because let me tell you one thing about God. He told Mary Magdalene, he said, you know, he told the people, they was up there fussing about when she was taking her hair, that oil, that expensive oil, she was doing Jesus' feet, and she was really doing it for his burial. But they didn't even understand what was going on. And they was up there saying, well, Mary, why are you wasting that oil when we got the poor? Amen. We can be giving that oil and selling it and doing something for the poor. But you know what Jesus told him? He said, the poor you're going to have with you always. He said, no, I ain't going to be with you always. What he was saying, not on this earth, I'll be with you in spirit. But not on this earth, I am not going to be in the flesh with you all the time. So that's why he was telling them that the poor you're going to have with you always. God already said that. Amen. While Mary Magdalene was taking that oil, taking her hair, and she was putting it on Jesus' feet. Ain't that something humble? That is something humble. Amen. And she took her hair. Amen. And put that sense of perfume on his feet. Feet. Let's look at the 13th verse, Psalm 140. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name, the upright shall dwell in thy presence. Oh, yeah, the upright going to give thanks in your name, in the name of Jesus, because he know that's the one that brought you out. There's no other name, none other. There is none like him. There's nobody greater than him. Amen. And so we are supposed to give thanks in his name. The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks. And then he said the upright shall dwell in his presence. That means when you live right, you're going to be before the presence of God. That means God is going to, you're going to be before God. And God is going to be with you, amen. And see, a lot of times, God, you know, he's not going to dwell in an unclean temple. So you're going to be in God's presence because you're upright. You're going to give God thanks because how he brought you out. And that's what David was doing. He was like, I'm only able to give God thanks, you know, because he knew that God wasn't going to allow his enemy to triumph over him. He knew that he wasn't going to let his enemy be exalted over him. Amen. So David, he had that prayer of protection, this psalm of protection that he was praying to God about. And he was letting them know, amen, how they had nets prepared for him, how they had snares prepared for him, how they was talking about him and lying on him and persecuting him. And that's the way they're doing the saints of God. Amen. The Bible said we counted as sheep for the slaughter all day long. We being killed. Somebody got us in their mouth talking about us, putting us down, lying on us, cursing us, swearing on us, whatever. Amen. It's always somebody got you in their mouth. Amen. But Bible, I told you earlier how the Bible said, amen, to touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. That's why the Bible said, beware you entertain strangers that unaware, for you may be entertaining an angel. You don't know if that person is an angel from God, but you want to put your mouth up because of something that you heard, because of something you didn't like, because of something that was said, because of something somebody told you, because of some damnable hearsay. God already told us that we got some hearsay stuff that's going to damn our souls. Always going about something that you heard, and you might not even know the person, but because you want to go about some hearsay, See, that's where we mess up at. The Bible said you'll know my trees by the fruit they bear. He didn't say by no gossip. He didn't say by no hearsay. He didn't say by somebody else's mouth. He said by the fruit that they bear. When somebody come tearing somebody down, you need to look at that fruit and see how they gossip. And they ain't supposed to be talking about nobody and lying on nobody and falsely accusing somebody and hating somebody. They're bringing you garbage. That's why you can't hear from God, because your ears ain't nothing but a trash can. You want to hear a mess. You want to hear stuff about something bad on somebody. You want to hear gossip on somebody. You need to be hearing about what the goodness of God is saying. And the Bible said, where's the blessings that you spake of? You used to be talking about the blessings of God. You used to talk about how God, amen, was blessed, how God was saving, how God was delivering, how God made a way out of no way, how God healed your body. But now all you talking about is, I heard, she said, somebody said, this happened, that happened. What about God? What about the blessedness that we used to speak of? We don't talk about the blessings no more. Ain't nobody got no testimony no more. Ain't nobody got a song. I know people used to get up and testimony service. They used to get up and sing a song and then testify. Ain't nobody doing it. People don't even want to clap their hands no more. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Come before his presence with singing and thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord, it is he that made us and not we ourselves. We don't even do that no more. We sit up there feel like we're being entertained. We have a praise and worship meet-up. Praise and worship team, and we'll sit there and not clap and sit there and judge them about what they think and how they think. Well, we should be up glorifying our God. We don't even do that no more. We come in like we feel. We play like we feel. We sing like we feel. We come to church like we feel. You got to crucify that flesh. Because it's no longer you that live with Christ that's supposed to live in you. You're supposed to die. To die is gain. We got too much flesh in the church. Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Thank God for the Psalm 140. God is good. We want you to know, amen, that... We have Sunday morning, amen, Sunday school at 10 a.m., 11 a.m. will be our morning worship, amen. Tuesday, amen, is our Bible study at 7:15. Wednesday, I will be speaking at Pastor Lane's church. It's on East Lafayette Street, God's House of Warriors, amen, on her anniversary, amen. We'll be there at 7:30, amen. Also, Friday, I'll be speaking, amen, on Prophetess Lowe's anniversary. Overseer Bias is, amen, the overseer of faith, freedom, and deliverance in Statesville, North Carolina. Amen. We're going to be a blessing and to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Also, we have Wednesday will be our women's night. Amen. We ask you to come, amen, and be a partaker of our women's night. Amen. We just socialize. Amen. We sit and we get to know one another. We just thank God for Jesus. Amen. And don't forget that our apostle, amen, is out there at the Juneteenth. It's at Keston Scott Park. Amen. And starting at 11 a.m., we will have chicken and fish and barbecue, amen, and drinks, amen. There will be also other vendors out there. There will be singing out there, amen. We just thank God, amen, that we are celebrating, amen, this day of occasion. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, for all the things that you have done, Father. Now, Father, we thank you for the word that went forth out of my mouth, Father. Oh, Father, let it be, Lord, you food to the people's soul. Let them hear what the Spirit has to say to the church, Father. Touch them this morning right now, God. Touch their minds, God. Touch their spirits. Touch their soul, God. Let them know, God, that you're still up on the throne, God. And, God, we just thank you, Lord, for this a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. But, Father, God, let this food, Lord, be unto them, Father, bread of heaven, Father. Feed them till they want no more, God. Oh, God, let them take this little word, Father. And, Father, let it come forth with patience. And let the patience remain in them, Father. And, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that they'll know that God is exalted, amen. And that the enemy has to flee, Lord, amen. And let them know that he don't have no victory over us. in the name of Jesus, because we are victorious people, God. Now, God, we thank you for everything that's been said and done, God. Touch that mother that don't have food on her table for her children, Father, and she supply the need. Touch that lady, amen, and that husband and wife that need their bills paid. They don't have enough for their bills. Give them a miracle, Lord Jesus. Touch that woman or that man that's hurting in their body, Lord Jesus. Let them know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God, our healer. Amen. And God, we thank you. You are the God that supplies all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.